It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger, brought to you by Bottle Barn. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It is time for California Wine Country, twice awarded internationally for sitting around tasting wine. I mean,
that's
you know?
What we do.
Yeah, it's what we do, and they give us awards. I love it. It is brought to you by Bottle Barn. Is Barry coming in, or is he out of town?
He's busy with a renovation of the store, but he may be in.
Okay. Barry Herbst, the wine buyer at Bottle Barn. Dan Berger, of course, my co-host. And today we're featuring a wine song, which is an event that happens in Mendocino County. But this is really cool. Our guest is,
Jamie Peters.
Jamie Peters. Hi,
hello.
Jamie. How long has Wine Song been an event?
This is the 33rd year of Wine Song.
Holy crap.
Right?
And gets better every year.
I've heard of it, but I had no idea. 33 years.
Yeah, 33 years.
Well, tell everyone about Wine Song. I mean, it just sounds spectacular. And I've heard of it, and I think we talked about it last year.
Mentioned it, yeah.
Well, I may be biased, but I do think it's a fabulous event. And it takes place, as Dan had said earlier, in the Mendocino Coast Botanical Gardens. This is a charity
auction.
It's actually about 2 miles south of Fort Bragg proper.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's on the coast.
And you actually drove down from Fort Bragg today?
I did. Dan Berger, wine, I'm in.
You know, Mike, we may have to put her in the Hall of Fame for the person who's traveled farthest to be on the wine show.
Hall of Shame.
Yeah, we have that too, but don't worry about that. Wow. Okay. So 33 years.
Yes.
And there's lots of music. There's lots of wine from all over the state.
It's and beyond. So it's kind of a 2-in-1 event. So the first half of the day is this glorious wine and food tasting. And it takes place in about 9 different areas in the gardens. So you get to sample wine and sample food as you meander through these beautiful garden paths. And at every turn, there's a musician or a musical ensemble. So it's lovely.
What a cool idea.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Right?
Some of it's classical. Some of it, they had a couple of years ago, they had this trombone quartet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
I can't believe Sonoma County hasn't stolen that idea.
It's a venue. Yeah. It's a venue thing.
Nobody in Sonoma County is listening right now.
Right.
So, it's okay.
Well, actually, a lot of wineries from Sonoma are at Wine Song.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And it benefits hospitals.
Yes, it benefits actually the Mendocino Coast District Hospital. It's our local rural coastal hospital that serves a 600-plus square mile area. And if you've been up to the Mendocino Coast, you know that the roads inland are quite windy. And the last thing you want to do when you're not feeling good is have to drive an hour and a half to the next nearest hospital. So it's really important that we raise funds to buy equipment for our hospital.
And Dan, you're a major part of this.
I've been supporting, my wife and I, Julianne and I, have been supporting Wine Song for about 25 years. The biggest event of our year is to set aside time in early September every year and make sure that we don't miss Wine Song. We haven't missed one in years and years. And the reason, more than anything else, is the hospital is doing fabulous work. Not only that, but the docs are fabulous people. They actually show up at Wine Song. They serve at the dinner. You didn't talk about the second half of the event.
I didn't. Not yet.
All right. The second half of the event is the big deal.
It is. The second half is our cornerstone, and it's the live auction. And that's starts at 2 o'clock and goes hopefully no later than 5. But it's a catered lunch, sit-down lunch and auction. And as Dan said, we have many of our hospital personnel, our doctors, our nurses. They come out when they're not working. They're out there volunteering for Wine Song. And I think that's one of the things that actually makes the event so special as well is just the huge community support for the event. Our head of oncology, we call him Dr. John, he serves the head table. So that's one of the auction lots. The final auction lot traditionally is the head table VIP service at Wine Song for the following year. And our head of oncology is the waiter extraordinaire, if you will.
And we ended up a few years ago. We're all part of the purchase of an ambulance. And
yes.
This is expensive stuff. I mean, a really fully outfitted ambulance will cost a ton of money.
And we've actually raised more than that, too. And they're getting ready to ask for another ambulance soon. But even this year already, the foundation, the hospital foundation, which actually produces Wine Song, raised over $500,000, or actually gave over $500,000 already this year.
Fabulous.
It's been incredible that we've been able to do that in such a small community. But it really takes the support of people like you and the guests that attend and the wineries that participate. So,
and Steve's comment about my laying all this stuff in the cellar, it pays dividends. I donate a lot of this wine to the charity auction. And people who like mature wine, they get some real benefits there.
I love mature wine. I just don't have the patience you do, and I don't have a cellar. So it's Wine Song Weekend, 33 years. It's coming up September 8th and 9th. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to that date. But in the meantime, I can't believe 33 years. I really thought it was like 5-6 years when the last time I looked at. You know, that's amazing. Now, you mentioned wines from all over.
Yes.
Because at first I was thinking, that's featuring Mendocino County wines, but...
No, because...
Is it all over the country, over the world?
Yeah, actually, we have wines from South Africa.
Wow.
And then we'll have folks
That's near Pengrove, isn't it? No, I'm thinking of something else.
So last year we had a gentleman that was representing wines from South America. And a lot of times the wines that are here from elsewhere are because we have an auction lot to that location. So this year we'll have a stellar auction lot to South Africa, and they're going to be there pouring their wines as well, which is fabulous.
Wow.
And we're not a wine association, so we can have whatever wines we would like there. But that being said, about 70% of the wineries pouring are from Mendocino County. And then the next largest is from Sonoma. And then we also have Napa. We try to get wines from Paso Robles, all these really great wine regions up in Oregon and in Washington. So we don't close to anybody, really. It is a fabulous weekend, though.
Dan, I'm going to assume you have South African wines laid down in your cellar.
I do, in fact, from Franschhoek and from all over the region.
What is their best stuff? What varietal?
The number one varietal growing in South Africa today is actually called Chenin Blanc, which is white wine. But I don't age those. They drink them up.
Right.
But they make really wonderful Cabernet Sauvignons, and they make an interesting array of red wines. They have begun to make some interesting Syrah, and it's just beginning to peak over the hill now.
Really?
Starting to see South African Syrah really take over.
Interesting. So it's a wine and food tasting, charity auction. It says here there's a Pinot Noir celebration.
Oh, well, we forgot to talk about that. That is just fabulous.
Well, that starts the weekend. That's on Friday.
The Little River Inn. I've stayed there.
I love
that
awesome.
Place.
It's awesome. Yeah. They have everything. We love them. Yeah. In fact, they are unofficially known as Wine Song South, because everybody loves to stay there.
Yeah.
But we have our Pinot Noir celebration there, and we're already full with Pinot producers this year. And they're not just from Anderson Valley anymore, although, again, the majority of them are. But we have other Pinot producers from other regions as well. And so I think there are about 32 wineries, and that's pushing the limits on that. But it's a much more intimate event, and it takes place Friday afternoon from 1 to 4. So it's an exceptional reason to leave work early, start your weekend.
And for me, it's really important because it's kind of a preview of the following vintage. So we're going to be seeing a lot of the 2015 Pinot Noirs this year that have just being prepared for release. So they're not quite released yet. Some of them are just out. So it's really a fun event because you have a chance to try Pinot Noir when it's really, really young.
Right.
Wow. 2 days in September, the 8th and 9th, which I'm assuming is a Saturday and a Sunday.
Friday and a Saturday. Friday
there you
Saturday.
Go. See, I should never assume anything anymore.
And then there are open houses on Sunday. At
yes.
The local wineries will have open houses. So people, as they're headed back home, they can wander through various wine tasting rooms.
We like to tell people to take the wine way home. So either
I'm going to assume. Oh, I said I assume. I got to stop saying I assume because I'm always wrong. And, of course, they always say assume means makes an ass out of you and me. Yes, I know.
Okay.
I'm going to predict that you know my friend John Chisano.
I do. I do very well. I shouldn't say very well. I know John. John's a great...
John, he's now part of the Mendocino wine thing?
He's the executive director of Anderson Valley Wine Growers Association.
That's it.
Yes.
What was the name of the winery that he worked with for so
McFadden.
Long?
McFadden.
McFadden. Thank you very much. Was it Cyril McFadden? Cyrus.
No, Guinness.
Guinness McFadden.
Right? What a name.
Okay. So I'm sure they're part of this. They're
yes.
involved in this,
yeah.
John.
In fact, John's great. And both we have... Anderson Valley Wine Growers Association and Mendocino Wine Growers Incorporated that are both sponsors of Wine Song. So
right
we work incredibly collaboratively with our wine associations. It's very important. They love the venue. They love the event as a way to market and promote. And a lot of the savvy ones will say, hey, you know, come into our tasting room tomorrow or before the end of the year, and we'll give you an extra discount if you're a Wine Song, if you went to Wine Song.
Yeah.
Because... you know, you want to get people back into your tasting room so you can get a new wine club member.
Good deal.
Yeah.
This is a really fun weekend because you get a chance to see people who have, I hate to say that there are a lot of regulars, but there are. And you get a chance to see people you saw the year before and the year before that year, and you make friends, and you look forward to seeing them again the following year because this is really a family reunion.
Absolutely. You took the words out of my mouth. It really is a family reunion. And what a lot of people that maybe haven't been there don't know is that we have people coming from 25 plus states that have come year after year after year. And it's a huge reunion and it's really fun. And so they sometimes, they'll meet new people and take them under their wing and say, let me introduce you to these wines or this aspect of the event. It's great.
And there's a VIP aspect to this, too, if you want to spend a little bit more money, which is good for the hospital. But it's also really wonderful to attend because you have a chance to go behind the scenes and actually see what's taking place at a private home and see some more of the most esoteric wines. Most of the time, you don't see half these wines, and then suddenly there they are. It's really
like magic.
Well, it's really amazing. I've never had such a good time. We never miss it. It's just a fabulous event. So,
thank you. We appreciate that very much.
Well, I just hope that with a little bit more publicity. I mean, I think that there are probably still people who don't know anything about Wine Song, and part of it is just simply the word of mouth. I mean, Mendocino is not exactly right around the corner from Sonoma County.
No, you have to want to go there. You're not going to just stumble upon it.
Well, luckily, I have a driver and slash valet, Jules, who he'll be taking me up there.
Excellent.
Unfortunately, the car is a 67 Pinto. No, I guess 87 Pinto.
So you may or may not make it.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll do the best I can. At least I won't have to drive back if the car makes it.
Use the turnout lanes.
Okay, so Dan, you brought...
You got more of
this Chardonnay that you brought. Okay, explain this because I... this is one of the most unique Chards to me that I've ever
Well,
had.
Most people don't age Chardonnay, and my wife and I don't really focus on aging Chardonnay, but this one's a very nice one. It's a 2009 from Marimar Estate in Russian River Valley. She's right on the edge, right there at Green Valley. So there's plenty of acidity in these wines, and Marimar has always done a really wonderful job of capturing this fruit component, but, you know, put it in the cellar for 5 years, and here's what you get. It's really nice wine.
I really like this.
It's
I wouldn't, if this was a blind test taste, I would not have called this Chard, I don't think. I don't know.
Well,
it's just, but I love it. It's dry and
very
it's
tasty wine, and it's got some richness to it. The age in the cellar has helped a little bit, but 2009 is really not old for a Chardonnay. That's, you know, it's just getting to its, peak moments.
So now, was there a reason you laid this one down from 2009 and not others?
I just thought that the acidity was really good, and I thought that acid needed to be tamed a little bit, so we put it in the cellar for a few years, and was poking around the cellar this afternoon and said, hey, Steve would like this.
Steve does. I'm going to have chicken tonight just because of this.
Take this bottle home. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, man.
So this is one of the things about Wine Song, which we talk about frequently, is the fact that this is a good place to see new releases.
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of wineries are trying to put on wines that probably are just being released. They're not quite. So the Pinot Noir tasting on Friday does that with just Pinot Noir.
Right.
But for all other wines. And what was really interesting is we're starting to see a lot of 2016 rosés. And Wine Song is going to have plenty of rosé.
Right.
And especially with the pizza and with the salads and with all of this incredible food that's being served. How many restaurants are involved in this?
We have to cap it at 50.
Oh, my gosh.
50 different restaurants.
Right. But they're not just restaurants. So we have executive chefs, of course. We have caterers. We have chocolatiers. So that's always nice when you're perhaps drinking a cab and or a port. And someone has chocolate right next to you. It's great.
Oh, the Dahlia Garden is always the focal point for me because there's a pizza guy up there.
Yes. Piacci's Pizza. Their shout out. And the Dahlia Gardens is stunning. I mean, that's I affectionately call that the mosh pit of Wine Song because, honestly, you better like people if you're going to go in there.
Yeah, that's a place. That's a destination.
It is. And we have Little River Inn is there, and they showcase their restaurant. Silver's at the Wharf is there. So we have a lot of people that traditionally have been there. But we'll slip in, you know, a handful of new folks, too, so that, you know, you share the wealth, right?
I think the most important part about this is the fundraising that takes place that helps the hospital thrive.
Yes.
The community also gets really behind this thing. I mean, this is really a big deal.
Yeah.
There is a problem. The drawback here is it's not easy to get lodging when it's Wine Song weekend.
Right.
It's really tricky. So that's one of the reasons why we had Jamie come in today, because even though it's still not even August yet, we want to let people know that if you want to do this, plan to do it and get your lodging now before it all books out.
Absolutely. There are some amazing places on the coast, too, and it's for all price ranges as well. I mean, so there's a Holiday Inn Express over there, Holiday Inn Express. There's a great...
Hell, you could camp if you wanted,
well,
right?
Well, you could. In fact, there's a new place called Mendocino Grove that is glamping. So they have those nice little tents and the platform beds,
glamping,
and it's lovely.
Yes.
I've read about that.
Right? Yeah, very cool.
Come on up.
No, that's cool.
But we have Little River Inn. At this point, they may be sold out because they are extremely popular. But we also have the Inn at Newport Ranch, which is 10 miles north of Fort Bragg. However, it's extraordinary. It's more high-end, but if you have a group of people coming, it's awesome.
California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn. And, of course, my co-host, Dan Berger, back with us. And we're proud to be talking about Wine Song. 33 years they've been doing this, which is blows me away. It's very cool. Jamie Peters is here. Hello again.
Hello.
Dan brought a couple shards that he, of course, being the laydown king, Dan lay it down burger. Now, the other one was 2009. This is what, a 15?
2012.
12, okay. So you've laid it down since 12?
Yeah, just about 3 years. Now,
I'm tasting it out of the bottle.
There we go.
For some reason. This Inman family, they've been in on this segment
before. They have, in fact. And Kathleen Inman does a brilliant job. She really knows her acid levels, and she knows how to keep the acid high in the wine. So that's why we put this wine away for two or three years. So the additional 3 years have tamed this a little bit. We have one more bottle of it. But the 12 is really a wonderful vintage for them. Mm. And this wine really needs food. I mean, this is...
Yeah, you said this is more European. Certainly it's different than that 09 that we tasted.
Yeah, the 09 Miramar Torres wine is fabulous, but it's already got the maturity. This one is sort of reaching its point where it's going to start to develop a little bit more. I think if this wine is going to develop, now that the bottle's open, there's only one thing left to do is decant it and let the air take over and try to broaden that palate a little bit. Right now, it really calls for some seafood. And this would be great with sturgeon, say poached or lightly sautéed sturgeon.
Because my favorite food in the world is clams. This would work, wouldn't it?
It would be fantastic with clams because you don't want a very rich fish. If you serve this with tuna or salmon, there's not enough flesh in this wine. This wine doesn't have the flesh. Mm-hmm. But this other wine, the Marimar, does. So that would go probably with some salmon. That one over there really needs some sole or turbo or something like that.
Or oysters. Right?
Oysters would be fabulous. As long as you don't put too much garlic in the oysters, because that wine doesn't have that much to go with it. Okay. It's a more delicate style.
So raw oysters.
Raw, perfect. Ooh. Just ideal.
That's
absolutely
good.
Yeah.
With and
a
steamed clams.
Steamed clams, ideal.
Where are we
perfect.
Going?
Damn. Yeah. Let's.
Now you're talking.
Mike, go get some clams, will you? Don't we have a clamory in the front part of the building?
Right.
I don't know. I don't even know what that is. It's Wine Song Weekend, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th in Mendocino Mendocino County. It's you said just south of Fort Bragg?
Yes, it's on the coast, so it's a beautiful setting in the Mendocino Botanical Gardens.
Jamie Peters is here, and you are actually part of the hospital foundation that is the beneficiary.
Well, we're the producers. The beneficiary is really the hospital.
Gotcha.
So,
it's the Mendocino Coast Hospital Foundation.
Right.
And the beneficiary is the Mendocino Coast District Hospital.
Yes, and the community, because the better equipment we have, the better it suits anyone that goes in there. As I like to say, I want you to support the hospital, but I don't want it to be because you're a patient at the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really wonderful.
I like that.
It's a very casual weekend because it's very structured, easy to do. You start at 11 o'clock on Saturday, and by 4:30, 5 o'clock, you're done, and it's wonderful.
It's no black tie. It's just no black tie events there. No. This is absolute California coastal casual.
Which means if you want to or need to wear a black tie, it would be a black tie, T-shirt, and shorts and flip-flops. So.
There we go.
There you go. Exactly.
All right, now Graziano is
the producer of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have to preface this segment by saying that this is all about Coro, C-O-R-O.
Okay, you mentioned that earlier, and I thought I hadn't heard of it, but I have because you mentioned it maybe a year ago
so
or something.
So this is an interesting project. Coro is a group of wineries. I think there are like nine now.
Yes, there are.
That are producing a Zinfandel blend exclusively from Mendocino County fruit.
That's great.
And the secret to this wine is the formula. The formula has to be a minimum of 40% Zinfandel, a maximum of 70% Zinfandel. So that means that it cannot take a varietal designation. Therefore, it has to be a blend. And therefore, it has to be the blend that the winemaker envisions best reflects what that winery can do. So in this particular case, we're tasting Graziano. And, of course, Graziano is Italian. So what else?
Gee, really?
Wow, so what a shock. So he is going to make his blend. And this year, this is from the 2013 vintage. And this is a fabulous wine. 64% Zinfandel fits that formula. And then 11% Barbera and 10% Petite Syrah. 5% Sangiovese, 5% Dolcetto, and 5% Montepulciano.
Wow.
Only Greg would even have these grapes.
And it's 100% delicious.
It's really beautiful wine.
Right.
It really is.
Aged in gorgeous oak. I mean, really, the oak was really pristine. So what was really nice about this wine is that it has this beautiful aromatic. It smells pretty much like Zinfandel without raspberry and that sort of strawberry-like aromatics. But then there's all these other things going on in there with a little teeny bit of black pepper and a little bit of forest floor and a little bit of this violets character.
Now, see, I can get the violets and the black pepper. When you say forest floor, that's where I get lost.
It's a little rustic. It doesn't have the smoothness of Merlot.
I don't want to lick the floor of the forest.
it's sort of like dried leaves.
Okay, all right, dried leaves. I can get
you that. But what I like about this wine is that it's really a fun wine to drink, and you can sort of imagine it going with pepperoni pizza. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Oh, I could definitely see that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This would really be good with that.
Well, it's so cool because this also, I mean, it, all of the bottles look the same regardless of who the winery, the vintner is.
The only difference is the name on the front of the
exactly,
label.
But they all have the same labels. They're all the same price point because they don't want to have an advantage
right.
over the other. So it's this thing that they all agreed on.
Right.
And then
we talked about that a year ago or so. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is fun.
Yeah.
A nice project because each producer, each producer of Coro then reflects what they want to do with their blend. So if they choose to say, well, gee, I got better Cabernet than anything else, well, we'll blend Cabernet into the blend. And then so their blend has the Cabernet and the Zinfandel together, where the Zin always is the dominant grape variety. Mm-hmm. It'll never be the lesser grape variety. It'll always be number one. But the other grapes give you that personality of the wine.
Yeah.
In this case, I love the Italianate issue here. This is Greg does a great job. He's fabulous. We should have Greg on the show sometime.
You should. His wines are as full of as much character as he is.
Oh yeah,
he's
great personality. And his white wines are as good as his reds.
Yes, we actually served his one of his Bruts last year, and
isn't that a wonderful wine?
Yeah,
he makes a sparkling wine. Mm-hmm. It's
really
nobody knows about it. It's like the secret of the century. He makes a small quantity.
It's pretty amazing.
A couple hundred cases, and then if you are lucky enough to try it, mm-hmm. you know, the bottle goes dry fast. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. And he's in Mendocino.
Yeah,
he's in Hopland.
He's up there on the Ukiah side, not on the coast side.
We're talking about Wine Song 2017, 33 years they've been doing it. And headlining the entire event in September is Steve Osborne, the great comedian. No, I'm being told that's not right. No. Okay. Drive Hall of Famer and our dear friend Steve Osborne is with us. And introduce your friend who is apparently headlining the next comedy gig you're doing.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, wait. Mike. We need microphones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mike's cutting me off before I begin. I like it. We're doing a comedy show tonight at Duke's in Healdsburg. It's called The Fancy Boys, and it's myself and then my friend here, Chad Opitz from San Francisco, California.
Chad, great to meet you, dude.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
I can't believe you haven't been in before.
I know. It's crazy.
I know.
A bunch of shows with Stevie here.
Yeah, and the Bohemian named me, and we have a framed thing in the office, the patron saint of local comedy, and I can't believe I haven't met him.
Well, here it goes. You're just expanding your saintlyhood.
It's got to keep coming back.
It's tonight, and it's where?
Duke's in Healdsburg. So Duke's is, it's a craft cocktail bar right there in the square, and this is their first ever attempt at a comedy show. And
how long have they been around?
They've just celebrated their one-year anniversary last week, so they're fairly new. But the bartenders have been kind of known around the area for a long time through Spoon Bar and K&L Bistro, and they had their own little consulting company. But now they're doing their first comedy show, and they decided they wanted to have it be the Fancy Boys.
We did one on New Year's Eve at Barrel Brothers Brewery in Windsor. That was fun.
So relive your New Year's Eve from from 6 months ago, 7 months ago, tonight.
Yeah, so we've basically been getting permission to do the same jokes.
Free champagne at midnight?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
That'd be the best. Oh, man.
You heard it here first on the drive. Free champagne at midnight.
Get on the Dukes.
The Dukes. Just say Steve Jackson's attack.
We're getting a lot of folks calling in with thoughts for the new segment on Monday. My favorite so far? From my son, Steve Osborne. Cannabis.
That's right, man.
D-I-Z. D-I-Z.
Kind of business, baby.
That's really good.
He's your dad?
Yeah, he's my illegitimate comedy son.
That's right, yeah.
I don't remember having him, but...
I don't even remember being born, so it works out.
And I raised him to be a... Never mind, I don't want to get into that. We don't have much time. Chad, quickly, your story.
My story? Oh, man. Where do I begin? That could be a long tale. I started in Santa Cruz. Yeah, that's where I started doing comedy. There's a bar called the Blue Lagoon.
I remember that place. I lived in San Jose doing radio.
Yeah, so that's where I was going like every week. And then, you know, just like last year and a half, I've been in the city doing shows all over the Bay Area. I was in Throckmorton and Mill Valley on Tuesday here.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been going great.
With Larry Bubbles Brown and Mark Pitta.
Larry Bubbles Brown.
Pitta's back?
He is.
He got nowhere else to go.
I told you about the time that you... Never mind. We already talked about that. Okay. Wow, Larry. He doesn't come out that much.
I told him to come up here more often. It's great.
Yeah, I know. We love him. He's been on the show many times.
So funny.
Yeah, get the Purell and he'll come out.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little like that. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I watched him wash off the soles of his shoes with a bottle of water before he got in his own car.
He is a freak.
Just precious.
But he's very funny and a sweetheart. Okay, the show begins when?
So people can come in whenever. Drink specials start at 8:30. The show will kick off at 9. Josh Argyle, local favorite, will be hosting.
Super fun.
And then it'll be me, and then it'll be Chad, and the Fancy Boys will just take over Healdsburger.
Beautiful. And, again, I haven't been to Duke's. It's where? Off the square?
Yeah, it was just right there in the square. It's actually, so if you're at Thumbprint and then you just kind of stumble your way slight to the right across the grass, you'll fall into Duke's.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling everybody to do if they're at nice Thumbprint place. Now.
Fall into Duke's.
Yeah.
And Steve, of course, works for the fabulous Thumbprint Winery, who we love so much. All right, guys, stick around. Well, we only got, 2 minutes?
We could do that.
3 minutes.
Whoa. Wow. Mike gave us the extra minute.
Wow.
The Fancy Boys bump.
Yeah, Jamie Peters is here. She is with Wine Song. 33 years they've been doing it. Go to winesong.org and check all this out. It's a wine and food tasting, a charity auction. It all benefits the Mendocino Coast District Hospital. And, again, 33 years is amazing.
And more fun than anybody can believe.
Yeah. And it's just south of Fort Bragg on the coast.
Exactly. It's beautiful. It's one of the Mendocino Coast Botanical Gardens are the only West Coast botanical garden on the coast. So you can take your little taste of wine. You can walk out to the bluff and just zen out over the ocean.
Beautiful. Man, I got to get my...
And the food.
And the food, the food.
50 freaking restaurants from Mendocino County.
Yeah.
And beyond, actually, tops. Yeah.
And beyond.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are there Sonoma County restaurants coming up?
There's actually, who's coming up from Sonoma? A great bakery. I can't believe I'm blanking on that right now.
That's all right.
Maybe?
No. Yeah.
We'll talk more about this, obviously.
And cheese, yeah.
Oh, and cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, lots of cheese. As we get closer to this event in September, we'll talk more about it and at least have you, Jamie, on the phone, because I can't believe you drove all the way from Fort Bragg just to be with us.
But Dan, you, and Wine, I was in.
I know people who live 3 blocks away who won't come in to be with us.
Well, that's because of your restraining order. Is what it is.
Well, a lot of it is a restraining order.
It's this expansive studio that it
didn't. We can play Twister.
I've seen a marching band in here.
Yeah, there was a marching band in
here. Had ocelots or whatever. I don't know. You guys get all kinds of...